40 years ago, I immigrated to this great country. Back in January, I arrived, February. And boy, God's been good to this old boy. Amen. Married my sweetheart. We've been married 40 years here last Sunday. Blessed. Married up. No doubt about that. Married a worthless Buckeye. Amen. Amen. She's been a blessing. Surrendered to go to Bible school 40 years ago. Spent my honeymoon at Bible school. I tell you what, just sitting under the Word of God, it was a blessing. It was a blessing. And so it's a real blessing to be here. Thank you, church, for all the hospitality. We feel welcome. I do. And we thank you for all the hard work that you do to make this happen. Please take your Bibles this morning. Judges chapter 18, please. Judges chapter 18. Appreciate the good preaching. Appreciate the Word of God. The Bible still works, folks. I don't know anything else that works. I don't know how to do anything else. The Bible gets the job done. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. In Judges, let me take my watch off. It doesn't mean anything, but I'm going to take it off anyhow. Judges chapter 18, verse 1 said, "In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah, from Eshtol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. And when they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite." He was a southerner, amen? "And they turned in thither and said unto him, Who brought thee hither?" Isn't that the way the Bible works, amen? I'll leave that alone. "And what makest thou in this place, and what hast thou here? And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me." Thus and thus, amen. See, I don't get all that. You'll get it. It's not that hard. He said, "Micah hath hired me, and I am his priest." I'm a hired gun. I'm telling you what, the biggest bidder, I'm on your side. Amen. Just tell me about the money, honey. It's all about the money. Boy, you'd be amazed how much of it's about the money. Amen. But anyhow, verse number 6, "And the priest said unto them," go in, or verse 5, "And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous." Boy, there you go. There's the joy boys wanting everything to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. Amen. Tell me something good that'll make my way prosperous. Yeah. That's the kind of preacher this guy was. And the priest said unto them, "Go in peace. God bless you." Amen. Amen. You know, Holy Mary, Uncle Joe, give me a kiss before I go. He's one of them kind of guys. Amen. Preacher will take that in a minute. He'll go with that. He's a good converted Catholic. Amen. But he said, "Go in peace. Before the Lord is your way wherein you go." Wouldn't it be a blessing every time you came to church? Preacher said, "It'll be all right. You just keep on doing what you're doing. I'll just pray for you. You'll be all right." Well, what a knucklehead that would be. Amen. "And then the 5 men departed and came unto Laish and saw the people," here's the thought, "that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians." Here's how the Laish people, they were quiet, they were secure, they thought they were secure, and there was no magistrate in the land. The council culture got rid of the law enforcement, amen. And that they might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any of them. You think about the book of Judges and what a book it is. It's so prevalent to today. History repeats itself, we know that. And of course, it's the law of human collapse. You mark it down, after a while, everything will just go to pot. Amen? God raises it back up again, it goes to pot. And boy, it's a blessing when you see God raising it back up. It's a blessing when things are going good. But the theme of the book of Judges, obviously, of course, if you'll read it, is Frank Sinatra, "I did it my way." Amen? And he did do it his way. And what a mess it was. Amen. Amen. Every man did that which was right in their own eyes.
Right, yes, sir.
Boy, that ought to be tattooed in every church in 2021. Amen.
Yes,
we're going to do it our way. We don't like the way they did it. We don't like the way you're doing it. We don't like the way God does it. We're going to do it our way.
Amen.
Made it. Boy, I tell you, it's a real mess. You know the thing that always an old-time Bible preacher will tell you? It don't end well.
Yes,
it may look good. It may feel good. It may even taste good. I'm telling you what, but it don't end well.
Yes,
boy, the consequences of having a problem with the way God does things brings confusion. It promotes the devil's cause. And Israel forgot who should be their king. Just like the church has forgot who's the head of the church. Amen. And it ain't the preacher. Amen.
Yes,
he's the under-shepherd. He's the servant. And what a blessing it is to be a servant. Amen. We don't need any more big dogs. Amen. Bunch of little dogs. We need some little dogs. The problem, of course, is the Danites in chapter 18, verse 1, are seeking, they're sought an inheritance to dwell in. Now, the tribal boundaries had been given back in Joshua chapter 19, verses 40 through 48. And they didn't like their lot in life. They couldn't conquer the people that were there. So what did they do? They desired to go to greener pastures. They thought the grass was greener somewhere else. And they became predators. They wanted something that somebody else had. And they were going to do it. And they were looking for somebody that was vulnerable. And I've never seen a more vulnerable age than 2021. Folks ought to just put a tattoo on their head. Don't put a tattoo on your head, but if you're going to put a tattoo, you ought to just say, I am an idiot.
Yeah.
Folks are just so vulnerable. Churches are so vulnerable. They'll let anybody come in. They'll do anything. I had a guy a while back. He walked into church and says, I'm a preacher. He said, I'm a Nazarite preacher. And I said, oh, well, glad to have you today. And I got to the end of the service. He said, preacher, can I say something? I said, no. Not here for you to say anything. He didn't like it, but I didn't care. Amen. It's the same thing with these singers. These singers aren't called to speak. They're called to sing. Amen. It's a preacher's job to speak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That'll work. You'll get that after a while. But these Danites, I'm telling you, for whatever reason, they were unable to defeat their enemies. Boy, you ever get frustrated when you don't defeat your enemies? Oh, I tell you what, I'd be better off somewhere else. I'd be better off with someone else. We'd be better off with a better pastor. Maybe we'll hire one. Yeah, good luck on that. EHarmony.com, you might find one. Amen. Real sweetheart. Yeah. You know what the problem was? Wanderlust. Man, we are a mess. Well, I like that, boy. I like that, boy. That looks nice. We have eyes as big as saucers. The eyes of man, I'm telling you what, never satisfied.
Amen.
Only God helps you be satisfied. Godliness with contentment brings great gain. Amen. How to make America great again. Amen. It's not in the Republican Party, I tell you that right now. It's in the Lord. Amen. Well, if the elders of Israel had stood up and said, you Danites need to take care of the place that God gave you, your lot in life down there, not up there.
Yes, sir, preacher.
But they got a little big for their britches. I've seen a lot of folks get big for their britches, and God has to just chop them down a little bit. Oh, it's amazing how Danites don't end up in the end of the thing. They're not in the book of the Revelation. They're not one of the 144,000. Don't end well. Don't have time to go there. Don't have time to do anything. But I'm doing the best I can. Don't even know what time I started. Can't even tell time. That's how dumb I am. Amen. You can't fix stupid. I know that for sure. I qualify. But instead of submitting to God's will, they become predators. They go the religious route to make it sound like it's justifiable. Oh, boy. They get the blessings of the Levite. He's just a hired gun.
Right.
Worthless.
Right.
Yeah, like most preachers, worthless.
Amen.
Just about, amen. Anyhow, They find him down there in Laish. And boy, it's a real mess. Laish is a town inhabited by the Zidonians. It's located about 30 miles east of the Mediterranean. It's quiet and secure. Boy, everybody ought to want a place there to retire. Amen. He said, when I get older, it's going to be easy. I'm going to settle down. Nobody going to bother me. Yeah, I tell you, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, they're unsuspecting like so many folks. Unbeknown to them, they're an easy target. And of course, there's an adversary. You understand all the principles. And what they do is, there's a little word in there in verse number 7. I'll just embrace it a little bit. The five men departed and came to Laish and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless. You have been careless? The Zidonians, they had a blind spot. They didn't see it coming. Unsuspecting. Oh man, good to have you with us. Maybe the devil in disguise. Amen. You wonder why an old time preacher every once in a while gets up and barks about something that he wants to see if there's any wolves in the building. Amen. He loves bah, bah. But when somebody growls at him, God stirs him up. Amen. And you need him to be stirred up. Amen. Yeah, God help us to have a little stirring up. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, I want some more of that. That's why I'm here. Amen. Amen. My pencil sharpener's broke. Oh, I tell you. The Bible Dictionary, 1828, says to be careless is to be negligent. Inattentive. Boy, it's hard to get folks' attention nowadays. Boy, I tell you what. Folks nowadays, their minds everywhere. Their heads everywhere. Their hearts everywhere. The old prodigal principle, their body's there, but their heart's gone. And the preacher says, I'm telling you what, we're going to meet with God. Oh, my goodness, in the morning. Only the pastor can handle the Sunday morning crowd.
Yeah. Amen, preacher, amen.
Anybody else hasn't a clue? Most evangelists haven't a clue what to do with the Sunday morning crowd.
Amen, preacher, amen.
Thank God for a pastor. He holds the flock together. He knows how to minister to them. They'll take from him that something they'll take from nobody else because he loves them. He's not preaching to stay there. He's already there. Boy, I tell you. You know, to be, the dictionary says, having no care or concern, undisturbed, unconcerned, free from anxiety. Boy, I wish to God we had some of that. I want to know where that is. I guess heaven, amen. It isn't this body, my... That preacher was lying last night. He says he doesn't have depression. He's a liar, amen. And I love him. I remember hearing him about 35, 36 years ago in the East Steps. There was him and there was the other brother, Brother Brunkhall, and the other brother that's wife sang and kids sang. What was their name?
I don't know.
I don't either. He is getting old, isn't he? But boy, you talk about God all over that place. I just saved. I said, man, we're sitting in church 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they're just wow.
Yeah.
Imagine Brother Andrew keeping you here at about 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
And waiting on the preacher to show up.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with the message, but I just wanted to say it. Amen. Sometimes I just like to hear myself say something. Amen. Hadn't a clue. The notes are good. I just can't read them anymore. Amen. You ever found yourself being guilty of being careless? Boy, I tell you. You ever let your guard down? You ever been careless with your money? Boy, that'll kill a meeting. You ever been careless with your health? That'll really kill a meeting. There are three things that's just a no-go zone. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Boy, that sure did went over well, didn't it? Boy, you ever been guilty with being careless with your time?
Yes, sir.
You ever been careless with the Lord?
Yes, sir. Amen.
The answer is yes.
Yes, sir.
Guilty.
Guilty. Amen.
Amen. Yep. Boy, it's easy to do stupid things. It's in our DNA. We're all flawed.
Yes, sir.
If you think you've arrived, well, bless your heart. You know, an Irishman to say bless your heart, that takes a lot, amen? In Alabama, I'm thankful I live in the greatest state of the union. Ain't that right, brother? Glory be to God. Got my boots on tonight. Amen.
Did you say union?
Union. We let you win. Hear me say, we let you win. Amen. I remember when I came to Alabama a long time ago, and one of the good old boys up there in Natalia said, "The only Southern boys make it round here these days." I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, I thought the Bible helped people everywhere." Amen. And I believe it still does. I love Alabama. We're glad to have you come. It's an honor to have you be our guests. We'll bless you if we can. Amen. This pulpit's hot today. I'm telling you what. Amen. You just about say anything up here today and it's just on. Amen. Krispy Kreme hot. Amen. Woo! I ain't never going to get here today, but I'm doing my best. What time did I start at? Somebody know?
Yeah, I've got you right here, brother. You're up.
He can't even tell time.
15 minutes. Yeah.
Really? Will you give me a buzz when I'm done? Somebody said, "How's everybody? How's somebody going to stop Brother Grady when he gets up here and preach?" You're going to have to shut him up. Amen? I remember Brother Sam Gipp. Love Brother Sam Gipp. Brother Sam Gipp can go a while. I'm going to start calling him Pharaoh. He won't let my people go. Amen. And I love Sam Gipp. You folks aren't right.
You want to know what? You can have my 30 minutes. Just keep preaching.
You need it. It's redemption time. Amen. But you know what? We had them in here a while back. Sam can go for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I had him in Sunday school, and Brother Sal was coming after him, and everybody in Sunday morning crowd, they weren't interested in who was preaching. They were interested in groceries. Lunchtime was at 12 o'clock, man. Sharp, amen. And Brother Sam was waxing eloquent. It was about 25 after 10, and we started at 10:30. I had to walk up in the pulpit and just look at him. He got the message, amen. Let me get back to this careless business. I'm being careless, aren't I? Love Brother Sam. If you're watching this, you're all right, my buddy. Oh, I tell you. You know, it's one thing to be careless. It's another thing to care less. I know that's a mixing of words. Boy, isn't it a sad day in which we live? All of us have done dumb things. Good people do dumb things. I got a church. I love my church. Been there 24 years. I love them, but sometimes they do some of the dumbest things.
Amen.
You know what? They got a pastor that sometimes does some of the dumbest things.
Yes, sir. Amen. Preacher. Yes, sir. Preacher. Amen. Yes, sir. Preacher.
I wish to God I cared as much as I should.
Yes, sir. Preach, amen.
I would love to care more.
Amen.
And care less. You know, the last days is an age where people lose their faith because they care less.
Amen. Amen.
About three or four things, I'll just jump in there and you can do with them what you want. We're living in a day and time where people are careless. They say this, they say it doesn't matter. Make a difference what you believe. That's a careless mindset. Oh, it's all the Bible, and we believe the Bible. But boy, I tell you what, they let the guard down. They'll let anything go. They have no Bible doctrine. They have no conviction. They have no hunger. They have no thirst. They don't preach what the Bible says. Boy, it's a careless day in which we live in. They're careless about what Bible? We know we're talking about the book. Amen. This old book, we take no apologies for what the doctrinal beliefs are. We have no apologies for the blood. Amen. We have no apologies for repentance. God's people need to get right.
Amen.
I preached a message on repentance a while back, and they said, we can't put that on the internet because many people will get mad at you. I said, let them get mad at me. God doesn't believe in repentance. They don't believe the Bible. Amen. Salvation's one simple thing. Agree in what God said, whether you like it or not. Say, how do you repent? You agree with God. God's right and you're wrong. Amen. Judgment seat of Christ, all you got to do is sign your name. Whatever God says, guilty.
Yes, sir.
You knucklehead. Oh, I tell you, there's a lot of Bible doctrine needs to be preached. A lot of folks have lost their burden. We have there's no shortage of churches in Tuscaloosa. You know how it is. We have a big one, looks like Noah's Ark, St. Mark's. I don't know what kind of denomination it is. Episcopalian, I think. Anyhow, they had a doctor teaching one time, and this is kind of Joel Osteen kind of mindset. You know, everybody's Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah.
Getting my hair going right, you know. You know what I'm doing, don't you? Got my ponytail back there. So cute. If anybody ever says you're cute, don't do what he did last night. You know what he did? He manhandled a preacher. I told him he better be careful. That's coming back up on the internet. He's going to have to talk to Alexander Shinara. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that preacher. I don't know what I was talking about. Well, this preacher, he had a doctor who was a Sunday school teacher, and he was preaching against the isms. You know, the cults and all the difficult. And he came up with dealing with the Muslims, and the people in church said, no, you can't teach against the Muslims. So he went to the pastor. He said, Pastor, I'm just trying to teach folks the difference between Christ. And this happened in Tuscaloosa. Doctor now, this is no knucklehead preacher. This is a doctor. Smart. Preacher said, well, Jesus is our way to get to heaven and the Muslims have their way to get to heaven.
Oh.
What a sophead.
Yeah.
They wonder why independent Bible-believing pastors get a little fired up around this religious crowd. They're careless with the book.
Yeah.
We can't afford to be careless with the book. Oh, I tell you, not only that, they said it doesn't make a difference how you live your life. Lifestyle evangelism. Cancel culture. Preacher was talking about it yesterday. Some of the way some of these dear people dress. They said it doesn't make a difference. It's all according to your heart. Yeah, your heart's desperately wicked. And God help us. Dear ladies, don't help men. They don't need any encouragement. They're already a mess.
Yes, sir.
And you, man,
yep.
You just need a good whooping.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Amen. 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 That's right.
Brother Andrew's going to do it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, careless about everybody's doing it, and they're not. Everybody, a little bit won't hurt, you know. Now they're talking about the booze, and now they're going to send booze to the homes in Alabama. Yeah. They're contemplating the lottery. And how does that ever help anybody? What you got? Alabama boy right there. Ah. Oh. Careless. Don't rock the boat. That's my kind of keeper right there. Amen. Dumb as a post. Amen. Thank you, brother. Trap door opens when I'm done. Amen. Boy, I tell you, we're living in a generation. You know one good thing about COVID? Cut down a bunch of this petting and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Touching. My folks said, we're looking forward to getting back where we can give people a hug. I said, it'll be all right for a while. Let's milk this thing a while. Amen?
Yeah. That's good.
Every one of these old preachers have been preaching on social distancing for 40 years. It took the government to mandate a law to get it to happen. Glory to God. Well, if you're going to write this down, preach this. That's a nut. Amen. Technically, he's a Buckeye. Yeah. Amen. Some people say it doesn't matter who or if you marry.
Amen.
You know, we're just partners.
Oh, praise
preacher, you can't get up there and preach on that stuff because you're going to lose people.
Praise
it was my wedding anniversary last Sunday, and I preached on God's the wedding planner.
Yeah.
And how he puts it together because he wants it done right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, and me and my wife, we went out with Brother Wood and his dear wife here the other day, and we were having a meal, and there was another couple there, and Brother David, he turned on the charm. He said, pass the sugar, sugar. Brother Drummond was there with his dear wife. He turned over to his wife, and he said, pass the honey, honey. Well, I'm from Ireland. I turned to my dear wife after 40 years. I said, pass the tea bag. And she did. She told me the other day, she said, I married a hunk, but he turned into a chunk. Some of you can relate to that. You know the difference between a Yankee and a rooster and an old maid? A Yankee says Yankee doodle-doo. A rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo. And an old maid says any old doodle-doo. Amen.
You said I'm crazy.
I got papers. Oh, I tell you. It does make a difference if you marry. Amen. God wants to bless us to have a testimony of what represents him. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. There you go. I'm done. You'll have to have me back next year to get the second part.